Can wedding vendors actually determine whether the couple that's getting married is going to survive? Like their marriage is going to fall apart? Because a lot of them, photographers, florists, they say, yep, there's some telltale signs that when they see this happen at the actual wedding, the marriage won't last.
I mean, percentages being what they are, obviously there's still exceptions to the rule. But when you see certain things and, you know, you deduce from that other things that you've seen and heard following up with your couples years down the road, you know, you can kind of see that.
All right, Raven, you're a wedding DJ. You were a wedding DJ.
Well, I'm a wedding vendor, thank you.
Wedding vendor.
Event coordinator.
I'm sorry. Sorry I didn't use the correct terminology.
But I am.
Okay, so you've done a lot of weddings.
Sure.
And you've seen a lot of couples get married.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met with a lot of them. I know you have. So I'm going to tell you what these five top things that a marriage is doomed, and you tell me if you agree, yes or no.
Okay.
Number one. When either the groom or the bride leaves with their friends at the end of it instead of their spouse.
That's a big indicator, right? It says that your priorities are in a different place. You're more about the other people. That would be on my list. If you pay more attention to your bridesmaids and your groomsmen or whatever, or the wait staff, because that happens from time to time, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big indicator that there's something missing in the relationship. Yeah.
Okay. The second thing that's a red flag that the marriage won't last at a wedding. When the groom dances with his mom more than his new wife.
Yeah, I mean, some people are just mama's boys, to, you know, for lack of a better term. But, you know, if he doesn't take that personal interest, that intimate interest with his wife, then again, that's the same thing. If you're paying more attention to somebody else, that's a big deal. But the moms sometimes are really overbearing, too.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that if you cater to one side of the family and not the other, and you have overbearing relatives, like, that is a bad indicator, too. Like, that's something I've seen before.
Do you know that I had a mother-daughter dance with my mom at the wedding because she felt left out? I actually love it.
She's not alone.
Yeah.
She's not alone. I can tell you from that experience.
They're rude to the staff. You see, that's a red flag for a marriage when they're rude to the people that are serving them.
Well, if they're anxious and stressed that day and they're just kind of acting out, then that's, you know, one thing. But I don't know about being rude to the staff that day.
An indicator that a marriage will not last if at the wedding they go home early. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a bride and a groom just bail and be like, we're going to go home early?
I've seen one of them pass out but never leave the premises.
I think that's different.
Yeah. I've seen that, but I've also seen them be in a fist fight at a reception too. Not with each other, but if you're in a fist fight with anybody at your reception, that's usually not a good indicator for the future either.
And they say the number one indicator that a marriage won't survive, and you can see it at the wedding, is if they book on a holiday, because that means they have no consideration for friends or family, and they're basically just doing whatever is financially easiest for them.
I mean, can you really even say that in pandemic times? I went to a Halloween wedding last year, and it kicked. And they'll be together forever and ever.
Okay. What do you think is the number one telltale sign that a marriage is doomed at a wedding?
Well, if they just seem shallow as a puddle. So if they seem completely self-obsessed with, let's say, the photographs and their hashtag and the social media aspect of it, instead of actually paying attention to each other, that's a big deal. You know, you want to see that people have an intimate moment together. You know, weddings are really, really busy. You have to take that time as a couple to just pare it down to just the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see that, or if they're doing that attention with somebody else in the building, it doesn't look too good.